Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
We're taking a trip across the pond today. Let's rest up. In preparation, here is your 5 seconds of silence, brought to you by the Smarticle Podcast. Have you had anybody that listens to the show say, hey, why do you guys make me listen to your show and then give me silence? Have you had anybody say that?
No, but I think people are kind of like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm like, I don't know, Larry. I just say Larry. That's what I, no one asked me.
The thing in, like, remember in the 80s where there was like pet rocks, people would like adopt a rock?
Yeah, yes.
I wonder if we started a podcast channel that was only silence and people would actually not listen to that.
Well, that'd be great if you just had literally, we're going to do 30 minutes of silence and all people did was sit there for 30 minutes. You'd see how many I wonder if you did one where it was just like contemplative music at a certain time of the day, if people would just tune in.
Perhaps.
We're all in this together.
Before we get to our surprise ending of the show today, I'd like to let you know at the beginning that if you follow, like, and subscribe to the show, Brandon's going to pray for you. So if you go wherever you get your podcasts right now, follow, like, subscribe to the show. It really helps us out. We want to be billionaires at some point. We can't get there unless you hit.
I'd be happy to be a thousandaire, Larry. I'd be happy to be a thousandaire.
All right. So once again, follow, like, subscribe to the show. Here's the headline for today. Kate Middleton apologizes for any confusion over Mother's Day photo after it's pulled from 4 news agencies. I got this from Variety, the great Keisha Yasmin, but you could get it wherever you want.
Yeah, there's no mocha meter on old Kate. I mean, I saw it in like 15 different places, so we're not going to give a mocha meter on this.
This is where you play Hail to the Queen or whatever their song is underneath the thing, Bryn. Thank you. Kate, Princess of Wales, apologized for having doctored a photograph of herself with her 3 children that circulated on news sites and social media. It's the first official photo of Kate since she underwent abdominal surgery 2 months ago, a cheerful Mother's Day snapshot taken by her husband, the Prince William. But it wasn't meant to douse weeks of speculation about Catherine's well-being. It had precisely the opposite effect. British royal family faces a storm of questions about how it communicates with the press and public, whether Catherine manipulated other family photos she released in previous years, and whether she felt driven to retouch this photo to disguise the impact of her illness. The mystery surrounding Catherine's illness and prolonged recovery out of public eye has spawned wild rumors about her physical and mental health, her whereabouts, and her relationship with William. For some context, Brandon, the royal family is essentially owned by all of the English people. They pay for their rich, extravagant lifestyle. In return, they want access to that rich, extravagant lifestyle. It's something that we can't relate to here in the United States. So won't really get into that, but if you want to, we can. What we can't relate to is that we all freaking spruce up our photos before we release them. So Kate throws on a filter and everybody loses their mind.
I don't think it was the filter per se that they were getting rid of. I think it had more to do with the fact that there was a direct manipulation of the actual video. It wasn't like you put a filter, a gauze thing. I know, but you don't like Photoshop out certain things, right?
Who does not Photoshop stuff in?
I never have.
Okay, I know you put some socks in your junk before you take a photo, so you don't have to actually doctor it.
Have you ever doctored a photo?
Of course.
For what?
Make my shoulders look big.
No, you have not.
Give myself a nice tan.
You're an idiot. You've never done that. That's the whole point of this. Like, I mean, I'm sure that there are people, but this is the future queen of England.
Hey, man, honestly, are you living in Wichita, Kansas? Like, what Pollyanna life do you live in where you don't think people doctor their photos?
Bro, I honest to God don't even know what you're talking about. I think you're being purposely, you know, obtuse.
Hold on.
No one doctors their photos like this, Larry.
You broke my eardrum.
Well, whatever. Don't be a dick your whole life.
Hold on. I've come to the point in my life, and I'm sorry that you live in Kansas, that I don't believe anything is real anymore. No picture is real. None of it's real. It's not real. And so when people are like, oh my God, they doctored the photo, I'm like, of course they did. Yeah, of course.
I just don't even know what you're defending here. Are you saying it's okay to deep fake everything and nothing matters anymore?
I'm just saying, listen, England has a different standard of celebrity. I mean, we think that TMZ is a big deal here. But like celebrity is a way different thing in England, right? It's like right. DEFCON 12.
Yeah.
But people lose.
I think DEFCON 1 is the worst, but if DEFCON 12 would be like we're in the park and there are birds chirping. But go ahead.
My thing would be like I'm trying to think of an example of someone doctoring a photo here and people in America losing their mind. Like Biden, nobody would care.
I think people would care if it was doctored. I think they might not pull it. They might, I don't know, they killed the, they call it killing the picture. They killed the picture in the different places where it was being, you know, had been released originally.
Because they felt duped.
Correct. I think people would care about that.
Okay, I will just say, she's a mother of four kids. She's middle-aged. She's got a lot going on in her life.
She's not middle-aged, but.
Younger middle-aged.
Okay. The reason why there's been so much speculation is because. She went in for an abdominal surgery.
Hey, does that mean like a lift and jerk?
Yeah, maybe. All I know is that they're freaking out because they're worried about
touching up the puppies.
Well, okay, dude. But you know what? I mean, this is like our 700th show together. I still feel like I'm working with like a third grader sometimes. It's like, hold on. The serious part of this is they're worried the King of England just got diagnosed with cancer. She's got this mysterious thing. Yeah, who cares? I mean, maybe she's getting a little lipo, a little lip and tuck or whatever.
Yeah.
But the point being is that I think there are many levels of why people care about this. Number one is the doctoring part, which I don't care. You don't care, but some people care. Okay?
But hold on. My point is, if you care in this day and age that people are doctoring their photos, head on over to Kansas, build yourself a bunker, and live in 1950. So
yeah, but okay, whatever, dude. Again, it's like a third grader. Not every person lives in the progressive blue city of San Francisco, where we just go around and we hide for years from COVID, and then we say how brilliant we are.
If you think pictures on the internet are authentic, you're a loser.
Okay, we didn't even finish the point. Okay. The point is very simple. They're worried about her health. There's speculation around the crown, around the actual health of this person who is in line to be the Queen of England. So the whole point to this is the British press speculate always on royalty. It's been very nebulous. So she's been very mysterious. We haven't seen her since Christmas. And then this picture comes out. So people are saying, wait, maybe there's more to it than this. Maybe she's actually really sick, and that's why she's doing this.
The good citizens of England are fraught with fear that their potential queen one day might be sick, and that's why they're losing their mind.
Yes, there are some people that are worried about
it.
Yes.
Some.
Okay, well, I don't know what your point is, bro. Like, literally, what is your point?
I'm just, I love in this year, 2024, year of our Lord, people lose their mind. Now, by the way, she is the potential queen of England. Whatever care she's going to get is going to be the best care possible. It's not like she's like, no, she's sick. She's screwed.
Let's unpack your brain for just a little bit here, which is a frightening thing to do, but let's do it. So you love the Los Angeles Lakers, LA Lakers,
love them.
Fast break maker. Love them, right?
Showtime.
And if they are in the playoffs and they get to the championship and they lose by 1 point on the last second, You're talking about it with your friends. You're destroyed. You're bummed out, right?
Got it.
Okay. There are people, most of the people around the world are like, whatever, dude. What are you freaked out about? Who cares? Just a stupid game.
Yeah.
Right? So we always care about things that are relatively unimportant. I mean, there's nothing important about the Lakers or any other team that we root for. It's just entertainment. There's ultimately nothing politically important so much with the Queen and King, Queen and the monarchy of England, except for its figurehead. And they're incredibly wealthy and therefore powerful within that. And they symbolize something to the English people. So we don't have that here. This is a symbol to them. So they worry about that symbol. That's all I can get from this. I didn't think twice about this. Obviously, it's a news story.
Well, it's made worldwide news across the globe because she doctored.
That is worldwide.
She doctored a photo. And I'm like, I just don't understand. Honestly, I Googled like 12 websites to see why this was such a big deal. That a mom of four kids doctored a photo. People do it all the time.
Yeah, I thought it was three kids. But anyway, the whole point about it is, okay, look, if Tom Cruise doctored a photo, people would just laugh okay, about hold on. It. And they think,
Tom yeah. Cruise doctors photos.
Right. Okay. So when Tom
currently
Cruise
does
photos, right.
Yes.
When that happens, and we know that it happens with celebrities all the time, people do point it out, but obviously we don't really care that much, right? If Joe Biden doctored a photo to make himself look like he had a shock of black hair, we would probably be like, okay, what's going on with that dude?
They put some old man, young man filter on Joe Biden. I got some good news. They do it.
Yes, that's not the same as photoshopping, where they had like moved in different characters in. That was a severely photoshopped thing. Her answer to this was simply, yes, as an amateur photographer, I sometimes like to play around with editing. I'm like, okay. They're like, wait, amateur photographer? You couldn't have hired somebody to do this? That's my first thought. I was like, you couldn't have hired some specialist that would make it look real, but I guess not.
I'm going to pull the curtain out from underneath you, Brandon, and okay. go the other way around
the curtain
this.
Or the rug?
The rug, curtain,
I
whatever.
Don't stand on the curtain.
360 degrees.
Okay.
Should we ever
Wouldn't
feel
be
bad?
Back to the same spot?
Should we ever feel bad for someone? Maybe you're right. Maybe there is something going on in her life. And like, so, but forget the Kate thing, because I don't think we, like, let's say Tom Cruise was suffering from something.
Right.
He's had a great life. He's a gazillionaire. Should we ever feel bad for Tom Cruise?
I mean, we should have human decency for everyone, ultimately. I don't feel like Tom Cruise has earned our wrath
wow.
about anything per se. But, you know, like I would, if something bad happened to Tom Cruise, I'd probably feel bad about it. If something happened to Putin, I probably wouldn't feel bad about it. But, you know, it depends on who it is and what it is. I don't know if Kate Middleton, by the way, her sister Pippa is quite lovely, but I don't know if Kate Middleton is, you know, a good person or a bad person, but they're under a lot of scrutiny. And then we've talked about this a lot. She knew what she was getting into. This wasn't like some mystery to her. And she's playing the game. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't really care. But I do think that people do care in England, especially. And they do they have the right to care? That may be the better question. Should they care? Do they have the right to care about what's going on with a person's private life?
Yeah, and that's kind of was my last question. Do we owe anything to public figures at all? Or is all of their stuff all of our stuff?
That's a tricky one, man. I always feel like when I look at things like, you know, I try to avoid like People Magazine and Us.
Oh,
you know,
baloney.
You know, no, I really do. And you know the reason, it's not because I don't want to look at it. It's because I do. It's almost like entertainment porn.
Okay.
But I feel like, you know, when you see the picture of the person coming out of their gym with a cup of coffee and somebody's taking
God,
a bad picture
that.
Of him. And I'm
oh,
like,
God, I love those.
Alone, man.
That's my favorite part of those magazines.
Really?
Oh, God.
I
They're like holding
horrific.
Their twins and they have no makeup on.
It's horrific.
Because they look like me. They're just like us, Brandon.
Right. But it's like, wow, do they not even get a few minutes without some D-bag trying to take a picture of them?
You know, you can't really be famous until you're famous. So you think you want to be famous and then you're famous and you're like, this really sucks. And there's no way to get around it. So
you can't uncork that, right?
Right. So maybe Kay was like, you said she knew what she was getting into. You kind of do, and then you're in it. You're like, this sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what happened with Princess Diana. Yeah. And I think that her life was lived like a candle in the wind, like, because she was a person who was stunned by fame, and she didn't like it. And there are lots of Josh Hartnett. Remember Josh Hartnett, the actor?
Oh, yeah.
That name sound familiar?
Familiar,
like,
yeah.
He was a dude that just kind of disappeared for a while because he couldn't take the fame. He said it because, like, he went back to, like, live in a small town in Montana or so. I don't know where he went, but he, like, stopped acting, stopped
Good for
doing
him.
Stuff because he felt overwhelmed by it.
Same know? With that so, guy in 16 Candles, Jake. Like, he was in 60 Candles, and then he just said, went off the reservation. Here's how I'd like to wrap this up, because this is such a giant story worldwide. It's not really that big in the United States, but I kept seeing it. I was like, I got to investigate what's actually going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, you know, there's some there in this for us.
A little smoke.
Brent, I'd like to thank you for revealing very vulnerably to the Smarticle podcast that you don't read People Magazine. When the Us Magazine comes to your door, you're like, you know what? I'm not looking at it. TMZ, you don't watch it. Brandon, you're better than the rest of us. Thank you.
It's true. I am better than the rest of us.